AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. As the U.S. Embassy in Egypt warns staffers to stay away from the Sinai Peninsula where Islamic militants are active, the Egyptians are pushing back, saying they've got this situation under full control. A Russian passenger plane crashed there on Saturday, killing all 224 people on board. And Islamic militants say they brought the plane down to punish Russia for its air campaign in Syria. But many dismiss that claim. Our Natalia Vasilyeva is in Moscow.
Theories and reports which were emerging were confusing and mutually exclusive. Some aviation experts raised the possibility of a bomb planted on the Airbus, which could have brought it down, while others cited reports that the plane was in poor condition.
Which the airliner denies. They will start examining the black boxes today. A UN expert is warning that more extreme weather linked to climate change is threatening people's access to food over the long term. He predicts the effects of climate change on agriculture could make another 600 million people vulnerable to malnutrition by 2080. Today is voting day in several states, and marijuana issues are on the ballot in several places. Here's our Sandy Kozel.
Voters in Ohio will consider whether to allow the use of marijuana for recreational and medicinal use. Colorado voters decide what to do with $66 million in tax revenue generated from the sale of recreational marijuana. An existing state law requires that excess revenue to be returned to taxpayers. But a statewide initiative on today's ballot asks for an exception with the marijuana revenue to direct it instead toward public education and drug prevention programs.
Tonight, Missouri will execute a man convicted of beating three people to death with a claw hammer during a robbery in 1994. Ernest Lee Johnson wanted money to buy drugs, say authorities. This is AP Radio News. It's almost party time in Kansas City.
Hallelujah, baby Jesus. We have won the title.
That's Kansas City after the Royals won the World Series Sunday in a 7-2 victory over the New York Mets. Just 3 hours from now, the best in baseball Kansas City Royals parade through downtown before a crowd of at least 200,000 fans. For decades, the Royals played losing baseball and many fans gave up on them until Sunday. Fiat Chrysler sales rose nearly 15% last month as the auto industry steered toward its best October in 14 years. Fiat Chrysler sales were led by the booming Jeep brand with a 33% increase. This was Fiat Chrysler's strongest October since 2001, when most automakers offered 0% financing in the aftermath of the 9/11 terror attacks. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.